You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Funeral services have taken place for the longtime leader of Uzbekistan, Ismail Karimov, amid uncertainties over who will succeed him. Stefan Boss reports.
Thousands of Uzbeks lined up along the main roads of Tashkent, where many threw roses as a procession of black vehicles made its way through the capital following the death of longtime President Islam Karimov. State television also showed soldiers loading a coffin onto a plane for what it described as Karimov's final journey to his hometown of Samarkand. In Samarkand, Karimov was laid to rest following an Islamic funeral ceremony. It was attended by thousands of people, including foreign heads of states, on the historic Registan Square. Foreign officials, including Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, Tajik President Emomali Rahmon, and Turkmen President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov, attended the ceremony, which began with religious prayers. Neighboring Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan sent their prime ministers to the funeral. Prime Minister Shavkat Mirziyoyev, the head of the commission organizing the funeral, gave a speech in the ceremony and paid tribute to Karimov, whom he called the founder of the state and a great and dear son of the nation. The funeral came shortly after an announcer on state-controlled television announced that Karimov had died.
Assalamu alaikum.
Peace upon you. Dear countrymen, with deep sadness in our hearts, we announce the death of our dear President Islam Karimov. On September 2nd, in the city of Tashkent, he passed away in the hospital with the diagnosis of irrevocable changes in the brain, polygonal deficiency of blood and brain hemorrhage. The announcer says, the first president of our republic was a great historian and politician for our young country. In the crucial moment, thanks to his mind and courage, he was able to bring our country to its greatness without seeing the horrors of war. He won the boundless love of our people and will forever live in our hearts as a great politician. He was the first guide into a peaceful and flourishing life for our people, the announcer adds. That enthusiasm isn't shared by rights activists. They recall him as a ruthless leader, known for cracking down on dissent and independent media. His troops reportedly killed hundreds of unarmed demonstrators with machine guns during a 2005 uprising. Karimov also jailed thousands of political opponents, and his henchmen reportedly boiled some dissidents to death. Karimov became leader of Uzbekistan in 1989 when it was a Soviet republic, then held power throughout all of Uzbekistan's independence. However, he cultivated no apparent successor, and his death has raised concerns that a predominantly Sunni Muslim country could face prolonged infighting among clans over its leadership. Analysts have warned that the Islamic movement of Uzbekistan could exploit the uncertainty. Over the years, the group has been affiliated with the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and the Islamic State Group, and it has sent fighters abroad. Under the Uzbek constitution, if the president dies, his duties pass temporarily to the head of the Senate until an election can be held within 3 months. However, observers say the head of the Uzbek Senate is regarded as unlikely to seek permanent power, and Karimov's demise is expected to set off a period of fighting for political influence. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.